The Burt Show.
This is Cindy. Good morning, Cindy. You are on The Burt Show, and you are on The Voice Disguiser.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Well, I'm okay. Okay,
what's going on?
Well, I've got a friend who used to work for y'all at the radio station, or she used to intern. She said that my situation might be kind of amusing to you. I don't find it very amusing, but she said you might find it so. So that's why I'm calling.
Okay, bring it on.
What's that?
Bring it on.
Go for it.
Okay. So I've been with my boyfriend since I was in high school. I'm 24 now, and says he. And we are deeply in love and have been for many, many years. And he said that as soon as we got out of college, he would propose to me. And that was 2 years ago. And I haven't seen a ring yet. And he keeps telling me that he can't afford it, and he can't afford it, and he can't afford it. But we're still together, and things are still really great. And my thinking is that maybe he needs to save the money on rent, because we both live in two different places.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So this weekend he's going out of town to Florida with some guy friends, and I'm going to pack up his stuff and move it into my apartment, because it's high time that he does this, because he needs that.
We call that doing the Stacey.
Yeah, here's the tie-in here, is years ago my wife and I were dating, and we had talked about moving in with each other, and I think I had even committed. I'm like, yeah, let's definitely do that. Let's definitely move in with each other. That's a great idea. We'll save money, same as you're talking about here, Cindy. And I dragged my feet on it, and at the time I was living with like seven other dudes in a place that we called Disgrace Land. And I just was lazy, I think, about it. I don't know. I mean, I never had the intention of not moving in with her, but I left on vacation. I'm not even sure where I went. I might have been back to California, my hometown. And when I got back, everything was gone. The bed was gone.
That's exactly what I'm wanting to do.
The dresser was gone.
How did you react to that at the time?
I can't even remember what happened last week. So Stacey would remember better than I don't think I was really upset about it, because I think we had talked about it so much. Like, it was going to happen.
Dude, you're 20.
I think my roommates were probably more pissed than I was, because there went rent. And the fact that they all let her in. They just let her in to move all my stuff. Nobody calls, nothing. Get them out of here. We want the big room anyway.
I think from a guy's point of view, like, if everything was cool with you and Stacey, which we're assuming it is, I mean, we'll wait a few more years, but it seems like it's working out okay.
It's been 13 already.
So if everything was cool, then the guy would actually be relieved, because moving, there is no bigger pain in the ass than moving.
Yeah. Agreed.
But still, to do it without telling you she was doing it with that surprise element, I think would put most guys off.
I mean,
I think you're probably the exception to the rule.
I remember the timing on it because her best friend was in town visiting from Washington, D.C., so it was an easier move for the two of them. So they both went over to the place, grabbed all my stuff, moved it into her apartment.
And I think if this hadn't happened to you, you might be saying that this was a psycho move. I'm not calling Stacey psycho. I'm just saying,
you are.
If I was talking about a stranger, that's a psycho move.
Well, it is pretty controlling.
If you don't know the situation, it absolutely is.
Yeah.
For sure.
It is pretty controlling. So, I mean, you're just, it's almost like you're, well, it's not punishment, but it's almost like you're so fed up with him that you're just going to take charge. And I don't know. I just feel like in a relationship, both people need to have a voice.
And this is definitely a sign of who you are. Like, it's a sign of who my wife is. I mean, she would tell you right now, she's a controlling woman. She's much more controlling than, but that's a sign.
If he doesn't get this little, I just feel like it's a little push. If he doesn't have this, then who knows? It'll be another 2 years and another 2 years. And honestly, we've been together, for 8 years now. I think he'll be able to handle it. He knows who I am.
No, it's not going to go over.
But, I'm trepidatious about it. I don't want him to be, furious, but at the same time, I think it's the right way to go.
I didn't realize it was 8 years. I thought, I guess, initially I just took the 2 years. So you've been together 8 years.
Since high school.
We've been together since high school.
Okay.
Yeah. We've been out of college for 2 years now.
Okay,
He said that as soon as we got out of college, we'd get married. That's been 2 years.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
Does your boyfriend have roommates, or does he have, like, a lease that you can break? Because that's going to be a bit of a problem.
His lease is out next month, at the end of this month. So that's not going to be a problem.
I think the only reason why I wasn't as mad as Jen is saying that I should have been is because, I mean, it was done. I mean, we had verbally said we were going to do it. Mm-hmm. And you guys don't have that, right?
Well, we've talked about it enough. I mean, we have talked about moving in together, yeah.
And what did he say about that?
What did my boyfriend say about it? He wants to. It's just the money thing for him.
He's just
and
waiting.
So I think that if we just move in together, that will save the money on rents. They're paying two rents.
And then he can buy you a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy's just doing I got to wait until everything's perfect. A lot of guys do that.
I'm still waiting for that point. It's been 16 years total. Hey, Brent, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's going to lose him.
You think so? Why?
Well, I imagine after 8 years, they've probably been intimate with each other for at least probably the last four at the minimum.
Hopefully longer.
He would have already bought that ring and asked her to marry him if that was on his mind to do. And he wouldn't be going to Florida with his boys. He'd be saving that money and buying a ring.
All good points. All really good points.
That's why I was surprised by the eight-year thing.
Yeah, like at what point do you think he's going to wake up and go, okay, she's the one for me? I mean, it has been 8 years, which is another discussion.
Well,
yeah,
and
I hear that.
Like you said,
is that shocking to you?
Well, I think I know my boyfriend better than this caller, no offense. And I think he says it's just a matter of money, so I'm going to believe him.
Well, like you said, if you didn't move in with him, you thought it would be another couple of years and then another couple of years and then whatever. Like, are you prepared that this is how it's always going to be in your relationship?
He's the one who takes his time about things. I'm the one that makes things happen, which is kind of why our relationship works in a way, because we balance each other out, but I'm kind of tired
of waiting.
As long
as you're okay with that, as long as you are okay with pulling teeth to pull him into the next stage of your life, and that won't frustrate you eventually, as long as that's okay, that's your role, then go for it. But if you're going to want...
Because getting married's not going to change that behavior.
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, we're going to check in with you on Monday, please. Please, please, please. Can we call you back on Monday and find out how the whole thing went?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm the anomaly here. I think most dudes would be really upset by that. Really upset. Unless you just know it's the right thing and you're going to be with her for a while anyway.
The Burt Show.